today's share is Masechta the Daf Mem. We will begin on Daf Mem on the Aleph at the new Perek. Yoy Tzedoyfin. Our Mishnah comes back to speaking about the halacha that we discussed previously, that a woman who has a baby, midaraisa, if she has a baby boy, for the first 7 days after the baby, for the first 7 days after the baby is born, she is tamei no matter what. And then for the next 33 days, she's tahor no matter what. And then by a baby girl, everything doubles. And for the first 14 days, she's tamei no matter what. And for the following 66 days, she is tahor no matter what. And the Torah Gdosha teaches us that this is by all, and then afterwards she has to bring the kavanas. Says the Mishnah, Yotzi Doifin. However, if the child was born through a cesarean section, the halacha is not through a regular birth. Says the Tanakama, the Chachamim, Ein Yoshin Lov Yimei Tumah V'Tahara. The dinim of Tumah and Tahara do not apply. Ve'en Chayavon Lov Karbon. And there is no chiyuv karbon at the end of the yimei leida. That the halacha is that at the end of the yimei tumah, the woman has to bring two kabonis, a chatas and oila. Says the Tanakama that din doesn't apply if the child was born through a cesarean section. Rav Shimon says. Hareza kiyolud, that the child is born, that the child is considered like a regular born child. The Mefarshim point out, what would be the halacha if there was dam, according to the Tanakama, during the birth of a child who was born with a cesarean section? So the Mefarshim point out that if the dam did not come from the womb, rather the dam came from another section of the body, the halacha would be that dam is not metame at all. If dam came from the rechem, but the child, as we just said, was not born through the rechem, so the halacha is that dam is not metame tumas leida. Because as we were learning, there is no tumas leida under those circumstances, but the woman would have tumas nida, because any time dam comes from the womb, there is tumas nida. Furthermore, the Sofnus Pneach, the ragged shover I saw, has a fundamental explanation in the machloikis of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, what we look at is the leida. What we look at is the actual birth. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, if the leida, say the Tanakama, if the leida was not in the normal form of leida, it was born through a cesarean section, that is not a leida for which there is a chiyuv karbon. Whereas the opinion of Rav Shimon is that we don't look at the leida, we look at the vlad. And if the vlad is a child, the fact that the child was born through a cesarean section versus being born in a normal way doesn't make any difference. Very nice explanation from the Ragged Shava. And actually, perhaps with this we can understand a Gemara that we already learned earlier in our Masechta, that the Gemara discusses, if we recall, the Gemara asks why indeed, when that Flam and Aleph, is the halacha that when a woman has a child, must she bring a carbon? And it was actually Rav Shimon who answered, because b'shah shekoras leilit, when the woman is about to have a child, kafetzes v'nishbas shleit tzakek lebala, she makes the shvua that she will no longer have relations with her husband, and therefore, because of that, Chazal said that she has, the Torah Kedoshah said she has to bring a carbon. So the Mefarshim indicate that why specifically is it Rav Shimon that speaks about this. And when we think about Rav Shimon speaking about this, we look at the wording, the Bishar Shekaras V'yeledes, when she bowed down to have children. What's the difference if it's Karas V'yeledes? What's, at what point she makes the Shvua? So according to the explanation that we just gave from the Ragishavar, it perhaps can be easy, better understood. Because the Ragachava just told us that according to Rav Shimon, it's the having the child that makes the difference. It's not the actual labor. So therefore, says Rav Shimon, v'shah shekaras, as soon as she begins to experience the childbirth, and she's going to have a child, that's what causes her to make the shvua. It doesn't make a difference how the child was actually born. Another pshat that I saw is that there's an interesting machloikis, Rambam and Rashi. It's somewhat of a difficult machloikis to understand. Where Rashi holds that a child born through cesarean section, a woman that goes through a cesarean section birth, can still survive. Whereas it is the opinion of the Rambam that a woman can't survive a woman that's going to have a cesarean section doesn't get pregnant again. Rashi says she can get pregnant again. The Rambam says she can't get pregnant again. The Chazon Ish, in fact, indicates that we know that Bizman Hazeh, that women who have cesarean sections, we see, do get pregnant again. Chazon Ish wants to say that either pshat is that Nishtanu Hativim, that the nature of women have changed, and now they can get pregnant again, even though in the times of Chazal, they cannot get pregnant again. He also wants to discuss that perhaps there are different ways that the cesarean section is actually done, and the Rambam was only speaking about certain type of cesarean section births that caused the woman not to be able to have children again. Other types, Rambam would agree, even the Rambam would agree, would have the ability to get to have children again. If that's pshat, say the Mefarshim, we could understand the Gemara. If the woman is only making the shvua after she has the child, so then, according to the Rambam, if the baby was born through cesarean section, why would she make that shvua? She's not going to have any children again, according to the Rambam, anyway. Therefore, says Rav Shimon in that Gemara, that Flamin Aleph, B'shar Shekaras, at the beginning, before she actually has the baby, and before she actually has the cesarean section, or that she even knows that she's going to have the cesarean section, does she already make the shvua that she's not going to have children? And therefore, even by a child of a cesarean section, we have to be concerned. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out, as we've discussed the other day, that halacha is that we don't follow the rules of you make tumah and you make tahara, and bizman hazeh, any tumah that a woman, any dam that a woman has, even after she has a child, we keep it as dam nida. But there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim that when the Yemei Tahara end, 40 days after the birth of a boy, 80 days after the birth of a girl, that night one shouldn't have relations with his wife. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim and how to understand that Gemara. Rashi says that since during the Yemei Tahara, the husband and wife were allowed to have relations even when the woman was discharging them. So she became accustomed. They became accustomed to having relations even though it is them. In order to stop that, Chazal said that the night of the end of 40 or the end of 80 days, they shouldn't have relations. The Bahag, however, says that the reason is because that night is a night that women are likely, because of hormonal reasons, to bleed. And therefore, Chazal said that the din is that they should not, they should separate that night. So the Beis Yosef says that one nafkamina between Rashi and Bahag is Bizman Hazeh. Because if we just said that Bizman Hazeh, Rashi says that, if we just said Bizman Hazeh, we don't keep these rules on Yimei Tum and Tahara, and whatever the case would be, the woman and the husband and wife may not have relations even if she sees Dam during the Yimei Tahara, so then Rashi's explanation doesn't apply, and they would be allowed to have relations on day 40 or night of end of 40 or 80 by a boy or a girl. If, however, the reason is according to, like the Bahag, so then that the Bahag says that that is a night that women are likely to bleed, that then the halacha would be that should be the same din bezman hazeh. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this halacha. Obviously, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi, and therefore Bizman Hazeh, where there's no concern for confusion, this halacha doesn't apply. The Shach, however, says that a person who's a Yerushmayim, should indeed not have Tashmish on the day, on the night after 40 or 80, if a boy after the birth of a girl, based on that Gemara Masechta Pesachim. Interesting. What would be a nafkamina? It would be by Yotzei Doifin. Because if we're saying that a Yotzei Doifin is not considered a Leida, so then the din would be that we need not to be concerned for that night of 40 or 80, even according to the Bahag. If, however, we say that a Yotzei Doifin's birth is considered a Leida, then at least according to the Bahag, which the Shach says we should be machmer for the Shita of the Bahag, one would not be allowed to have relations on day 40 or 80. Even though, as we just said, it is only the Rambam who says that a woman who experiences a Yotzei Doifin birth will not be able to have children again, Rashi disagrees. There is an interesting question that the Poskim discuss, and that is if a animal goes through a cesarean birth, what will be the halacha as far as that animal being considered a treifa? Is that animal considered a treifa or not? I saw that the Miches Yitzchak discusses this shaila in his tshuvas. He says that we should be machmer that an animal that goes through a Yotzei Doifin birth should be considered a treifa. Continues the Mishnah, Kol Hanoshim Metamis Ubeis Achitzin. As soon as there's dam in the outside part of the body, even though the dam did not actually leave the body, the woman is already tamei. Shnema dam yezova bebesara. Avo hazov ubalkeri, azov and ubalkeri, ein metama achitetsi tamosin l'chutz. Their tumah only begins when the liquid exits the body. So the halacha we know is that somebody who's tamei may not eat truma. Furthermore, the halacha is that one has to be careful to make sure that the tumor that he has doesn't become tummy. So says therefore the Mishnah, Hayo Eich v'truma. Somebody is eating truma, v'nizhirgish nizdaza averv, and he feels that he's about to have an emission, and if he has the emission, and then he would have to dispose of the truma, he would have to expel the truma that's in his mouth, which, because the truma is not allowed to be eaten when he's tamei, and that would of course cause that the truma should be wasted. So what should he do? Oiches ba'oma, he should hold his oma and squeeze it to prevent the emission from happening. Ubeleyas the truma, quickly swallow the truma before he's no longer allowed to eat it or have to dispose it if he does have it in his mouth. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, ubetamin bekoshu, all of these discharges are metale tame, even in the smallest amount, ziva, balkeri, Nida, a filokein a chadol, even a drop as small as a mustard seed, or pach mekein, even smaller than that, are all metamim. Says the Gemara, Amar Amani b'patish, my tamay the Rabbanan, why do Rabbanan hold that a yoytzi doifin is not, that the halach of tumah tahara, of yimei tumah yimei tahara, don't apply by yoytzi doifin? Amar kra, because the pasuk says, ishi kisa zriya v'yolda zachar, only if the child is born from the place that she becomes pregnant, in other words, from if it's born through the womb, not through a cesarean section. Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon say? Hahida filo lo yolda elikishen shizriya, that even if the child that was born looks like seed, in other words, the child, Rachman Stan, that was born, doesn't look like a child, still, ima tmei later. So Rishonim, of course, all discuss that where will the Rabbanan know this din from? So some Rishonim say that if we go back to Machloikis that we had Rabbanan and Shimon earlier in the Masechta, and it was the opinion of the Rabbanan that ain't shilya b'loy vlad. So it's obvious that there's a vlad here, and therefore the rabbanon don't need a pasuk. However, other rishonim say that the chacham were able to learn from this pasuk both rules, both the rules that the rule that a child born through a cesarean section, a yoytz doifin, is not considered a leida, and that also a vlad machui is considered a leida, because if the pasuk were only to teach us the din that the child can't be born yoytze doifin, that the Torah could have just said it, the words ki tiboil. The fact that the Torah says ki sazria teaches us both halachas, that the child is not considered a child unless it was born from the makom of mazria, and that furthermore the halacha is that the child, even if it looks like zera, it looks completely without any form, is considered a child for which there is tumas later. Continues Gemara, Rav Shimon my tamayim, and there's a very interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim here. First the Gemara just began, my tam drabonim, which seems to indicate that the Gemara assumes that the explanation of Rav Shimon, the position of Rav Shimon, is the more acceptable position, and they're trying to figure out what is the opinion of the Rabbanim. Now it seems that the Gemara is saying, my time with Rav Shimon, which seems to be that the position of the Rabbanim is the more acceptable opinion, and the Gemara is trying to figure out why is the reasoning for Rav Shimon. So the Rashba and the Ritva say that the Pashut Pshat is indeed like the Rabbanan, that a Yotze Doifin is not considered a regular Leidah. The reason the Gemara, so why did the Gemara begin, my Tamay the Rabbanan? Because the Gemara wanted to go through a question and answer form to try to understand everybody's opinion. The Chasam Sofer says that after we just finished explaining that the machloikus of Rav Shimon and Rabbanan is based on the definition of the word Tazria, so the Gemara is to be understood as follows. Indeed, the Gemara lechatchila at the beginning was ready to follow and thought that the opinion of Rav Shimon is the more understandable opinion. But now that the Gemara taught us that the machloikus is around the word Tazria, and the Gemara feels that the explanation of the word Tazria, according to the Rabbanan, is the better explanation, so now the Gemara turns around and says, you know what? Originally we thought that it was Rav Shimon's opinion that was make more sensible. But now, after we heard this machloikus around the word Tazria, we understand the opinion of the Rabbanan better, and therefore we ask, my tamay Rav Shimon. So ask the one of Rav Shimon, my Taman, Amr Shlokish, Amr Kra Taylid. The Torah says the extra word Taylid, L'rabbis yotze doifin. The rabbanim, what will they do with that pasuk? Haimaboyle l'rabbis tumtum and adroyus. We need the pasuk to teach us that even a tumtum, we know a tumtum is a person that the simonim of a zacher on the keva are covered up. And the adroyus is a person who has both simonim of a male and a female. The sakatat chamina, for we might have thought zacher in the keva ksif. The Tarak Doshi uses the word zacher in the keva. And therefore we would think only a zacher vadai or in the keva vados are subject to these halachas. V'loi tumtum and adroyus, but not by a tumtum and adroyus. Kamash malan. That's why the Torah has to say that even by a tumtum and adroyus, the halacha is that there is din of tumah, you may tahara, like by all other children. So the Ritva makes the point that, as we just explained, the difference between a tumtum and adroyus, says the Ritva that if that's the case, that only by a male, says the Ritva, only by an androgynous do we need a pasuk. Because an androgynous, as we just said, is a child that has both simonim of a male and a female. And therefore we need to understand, if it has the simonim of a male and a female, how to treat that child. Is it treated like every other child or not? However, says the Ritva, a tumtum is a child who simonim are covered up. So we don't know if this child is a male or a female. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows if it's a male or a female. To us there's a suffix, but not to Hashem. So he said that the pasuk really is coming to speak about an androgynous. Just since, as we know, that typically the Gemara, when it speaks about androgynous, also speaks about tumtum, and so too vice versa. That's why the Gemara here mentions the tumtum as well, even though really what's only needed to be, the pasuk is really only speaking about androgynous. Rav Shimon, where will Rav Shimon know this halacha? Nafkalem the Tani Bar Levoy. The Tani Bar Levoy, Leven. He learns from the word Leven. Mikol Mokoyim, any type of boy. Levas, Lebas, Mikol Mokoyim, under any type of girl, even including a tumtum and androgynous. Rabbanan, why can't they learn the din of tumtum and androgynous the same way as Rav Shimon and Bar Levoy did? Answers the Gemara: Haim Aboyle L'chayev Al Kalben Ben L'chayev Al Kalbas Abas. They say the pasuk has come to teach us a different thing, a different rule, and that is if a woman Yemei Tahara end, and she gives birth to a child, that even if the second child was conceived during the Yemei Tahara, she has to bring, but was born after the Yemei Tahara, the halacha is she has to bring a separate carbon for every one of these children. However, point out the Mefarshim, that's only if the second child was born after the Yemei Tahara. But let's say, and we've had this case many times in our shiurim, but let's say the second child was a miscarriage, which we know that even by miscarriage the dinim of kabbonis many times will apply, and that miscarriage of the second child occurred before the Yemei Tahara ended, which as we discussed can happen by the birth of a girl, it can happen before the 80 days are up, teaches us the Torah, the halacha would be that one carbon would be good for both of the children that this woman had. Rav Shimon continues the Gemara. Where will Rav Shimon know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Nafkalim the Tana Tanaka made Rav Sheshis, Zois Torah Eledis, Melamed Shavi Carbon Echarat Vladis Harbe, Yochel, that you bring many kabbonis for many vlodas, but as we just said, only if those vlodas were all born within one set of Yemei Tahara. Yocho Tavi Alei Deval Ziva Kachas, we would think that the person could bring one carbon for if she had a tumas leida, which we said she has to bring a carbon, and for tumas ziva, before the Gemara goes into this, the Braisa goes on to answer this question. The Gemara digresses. Elio, yoledes tachelas dam, v'yoledes tachelas chelev. How could you have such a havamina? Would that mean that if you have a woman who's yoledes, as we just said, a yoledes has to bring a carbon chatas, and someone who eats chelev or dam also has to bring a carbon chatas? And as the Mefarshim point out, even though the carbon chatas of yoledes is a bird, and the carbon chatas of dam and chelev is brought from an animal, but they're all carbon chatas, says so. So the Gemara says, "El yoledes techelas dam, v'yoledes techelas chelev, b'chad carbon sagale." Could one think that one carbon would be enough? So why would we think that one carbon should be good for leiden ziva? Ella, yochel shetavi aleidus shlofnei malois, v'leidus shlachem malois. So the Gemara rephrases the question. Never was there a havamina for two different sort of situations that one carbon should be adequate. But rather the question was that it's all the carbon is being brought for later. But as we said before, if one later took place before you make Tahara or up, and the other later, even though the conception took place during the make Tahara, but the actual birth took place after the make Tahara, since it's all later, we would think that one carbon is enough. Yochel tavi aleidus shlofnei malois, v'aleidus shlachem malois ka'achas, tamaloima zois. So he learns this halacha from the word zois, and therefore he doesn't need the pasuk to teach us, as the Rabbanim did, to teach us, Lebeno Labas, to teach us this halacha. Rabbanim, why can't the Rabbanim learn this halacha also from the word zois? Why do they need the word leben or lebas to teach us this halacha? Answers the Gemara. The Rabbanim teach us, afagav the ksiv zois, even though the Torah uses the word zois, itzrich leben or lebas. We still need the word leben or lebas. Kosakadat chamina, we would think that hani mili betray ibure, when she gave birth to a girl, conceived during the Tahara period, and gave birth after the Tahara period, Abba b'chad chibura, but let's say there was one pregnancy, which we spoke about the other day, where the woman gave birth to a girl, was still carrying the girl's twin until after the completion of the Yimei Tahara, and then had the other baby, where we had such an example the other day by the Shoyin Yehuda v'chizki b'nei Rebchia, that were twins, and one was born at the beginning of the 7th month of the mother's pregnancy, and the other child was born at the end of the 9th month of a pregnancy. So that's already after the Yimei Tahara, because the Yimei Tahara of a boy, as we said at the beginning of our shir, is only 40 days. So we would think, since both of these children were actually conceived at the exact same time, Eim b'chad carbon tzagila, one carbon should be enough in such a circumstance, kamash malan, that even in such a case, two carbonis must be brought and one carbon wouldn't be enough. That's why Rabbanim need both the word zois and the word leben olabas. However, says the Gemara, on Rav Yochanan, that even though Rav Shimon in our Mishnah said that a yoytze doifin, a child born through cesarean, is considered like a regular child, says the Gemara, on Rav Yochanan, a mother of Shimon b'kotshim, Rav Shimon agrees that when it comes to kotshim, sheina kaddish, a child born through cesarean section is not kaddish. So the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara is that if somebody was magdish, an animal that is a yoytzi doifin, the hegdish is not a hegdish to the degree that as long as you redeem the animal that you were magdish, the animal that was a yotzi daifin, doesn't have any kedusha on it. That even though we learned the kach masechtes, that if an animal was hegdish and it was redeemed, let's say because it became balmum, it still has in it a vestige of kedusha. You can't use it for geez of avoida. Here, since the animal you were magdish was a balmum, because it's a yotzi daifin, after you applied it, it has no vestige of kedusha, and since it has no vestige of kedusha, it cannot be used for geez of avoida. The Miri has a different explanation. The Miri says that what the Gemara means to say is that if you had an animal, a mother that's hegdish, normally the vlad of kachim, we've learned, also is considered kadosh. Here, if the vlad was born through a yotzi daifin, through a cesarean section, that vlad would not be considered hegdish. So says again the Gemara, Amr Rav Yochanan, a mother of shirim b'kachim, that when it comes to kachim, shein kadosh. A child, a vlad born through cesarean, is not considered kadosh. My tama, why indeed is that the reason? Says the Gemara, Gamalei deleidim b'chor. He learns gzeirah shavah from b'chor. Ma hasan, when it comes to hilchas b'chor, everybody agrees that only an animal born naturally is considered a b'chor. Could the Torah use the words peter rechem? Afkan, here too, when we speak about kachim, only peter rechem. Ask the Gemara, v'ligma lei deleidim yodam. Why don't, instead of learning the Gzeirah Shavah from a Bechor, learn Gzeirah Shavah from a person? Ma Hosam, according to Shimon, a child born through Yotzi Daifin is considered a regular Leda. Afkan Yotzi Daifin. So the Rishonim ask a question. We've learned many times that ain't Adam done Gzeirah Shavah Matzma. You can't learn your own Gzeirah Shavahs. So how's the Gemara asking, learn this Gzeirah Shavah, learn that Gzeirah Shavah, you can't make up your own Gzeirah Shavahs. So Rishonim answer that both of these Gzeirah Shavahs, whether the Gzeirah Shavah of Leida, or the Gzeirah Shavah Leida from Paterechen, from Bechor, or from Adam, are both established Gzeirah Shavahs that are used for other halachas. So we have two well-established Gzeirah Shavahs here. Now the question is, which is the Gzeirah Shavah that we should apply for this halacha? Which is the better match? Answer the Gemara, Mistabro, Bechor Havelil Meima. So the Gemara wants to suggest it makes more sense that we should learn the halacha of Kachim from Bechor, Shekein Imai Mi Imai, because there's another Gzeirah Shavah that connects these two. Here the Torah says, Shivas Yomim, by B'chor the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Yim Imoy. By every covenant says, V'hoi Shivas Yomim Tachas Imoy. So we have another connection pointing to connect the halacha of B'chor to the halacha of regular kachin to B'chor. Answer the Gemara, on the contrary, Adam have L'melev. Even though you have this explanation that pushes you to compare kachin to bechor, but shouldn't we learn rather from an adam? She came pashim and pashim. A bechor is a very unique situation. A firstborn male child. The din of yotzi daifin applied by all children. Says the Gemara, al bechor have a little meimuf. It makes more sense, suggests the Gemara, to learn the din of kachin from bechor. She can't aim. Both of them, the Torah uses the word aim, as we just read, the Gzeirah Shavah of aim. Behemoth kachim. Both of them refer to animals that are kachim. And by both of them, there are halachas of pigel, noiser, and tomei. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, if we're looking for the better match, may Adam have a little melech? Isn't the Adam a better match? She can't poshut. They both speak about animals or things that are, or births that are not just the firstborn. Zohar, the din of Yotzi Daifin, the din of Tumas Leida, doesn't only apply to males, A bechor, as we just said, is only a firstborn male. Kaddish, neither of them is automatically kaddish at birth, whereas a bechor is kaddish from the moment that it's born. But matana, neither is given as a gift to a kohen. A bechor is one of the matnas kahuna and must be given by the owner to a kohen. However, that doesn't apply certainly by a human child, and even by kabbonis, not all kabbonis are in the category of matnas kahuna, because many kabbonis are carbon shlomim, and carbon shlomim, actually most of the carbon is eaten by the owner, not by the kohen. So since we have all of these comparisons between a bechor and a regular birth, shouldn't that be a better match between a regular kachim and a regular birth versus kachim and bechor? Shouldn't that be a better match? Answers the Gemara, Hanach Nefishim. There are more comparison between a bechor and kachim than the comparison between a kachim and a regular person, and therefore we consider that a better match. The Mefarshim say that the Havamina and the Maskana is that in the Havamina, the Gemara assumed that Pigel, Nois, and Atamei are all just one comparison. If they're all just one comparison, there are actually more comparisons between kachim and the birth of an Adam. But then the Gemara at the end of the Maskana decides that we should look at Pigel, Nois, and Atamei as separate categories, and therefore since they should be viewed as separate categories, so there are more comparisons, as the Gemara just said, between kachim and bechor, and that's why by kachim, an animal born through yotze daifen, through cesarean, is certainly not going to be considered a lady, even according to Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chaya Berei Rav Huna B'Shmei D'Rava, Tana the Messiah Leila Rav Yotlin. There's a brisa that we're about to learn that supports what Rabbi Yochanan just taught us. The Tarak Doisha speaks about many kabbonis that we're going to be discussing that are disqualified, yet the halacha is if they were brought on the Mizbeach, they should be left there and burnt there and not taken down. The brisa begins, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zois Tairus Ha'ola, Hiya Ola. The Torah says, Zois Tairus Ha'ola, Hiya Ola. The Torah says three miutim to teach us that there are three situations that even though we just said that the halacha is im ola loy teirit, and even though the pasuk explained in Mefarshim is speaking about a carbon ola, this halacha is not limited to a carbon ola. The halacha is that the all kabbonis, the halacha is im ola loy teirit. But the Torah, by using these three words, Zois, Tairas, Ha'oila, Hiya Oila, the Torah is teaching us with these three words that there are certain exceptions to this halacha, and certain times the halacha is that Im Ola Tairit. The three words are Zois, He, and the He of Ha'oila. And as the Rishonim say, why don't we learn this pasuk of as a rule that we had many times of a miyut achamiyut, vei miyut achamiyut elul rabbis, and therefore it should actually not come to exclude certain halachas, but should actually be as a ribui. So we're trying to teach us that when do we say the rule of ei miyut achamiyut elul rabbis, that's when we're learning the same halacha over and over again. And then the halacha teaches us, if the same rule is constantly being excluded, it's actually not teaching us a miyut, but going to teach us a ribui. But here, as we're about to learn, it's not the same halacha that's learned three times, but it's actually three different halachas that we keep on learning, and then we don't say the rule of ein miyut achamiyut elul rabbis. One is prakla nishchta b'layla. If the carbon was shechted by night, that the halacha is that the carbon is pasul. V'shin nishpach dama. And as the mefarshim explained, even if the blood was spilled out after there was a proper kabbalah in the keli, still that carbon should, even if it was put on the mizbeach, should be removed. However, of course, the halacha, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, is that under certain circumstances, if the dam was nishbach, it could be gathered and we could do zrikas adam, then this thing wouldn't apply even according to Yehuda. V'shiyotza damim chutz l'koyim, if the blood of the carbon was taken outside of the azara, that here the halacha will be shim ola teirid, that if it was, even if it was put on the mizbeach, it must be removed. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon however says, oila, only ela oila k'shera, we would only know that an oila k'shera belongs on the mizbeach. Menayin l'rabbis, how do we know, shenishchta b'layla, that even if the carbon was brought at night, or v'shenishbach dama, or that the carbon, or that the blood was spilled, or that shiyotz dama chutz l'klein, or that the dam was taken outside of the azara, or halon, a carbon whose dam was kept overnight, or hayotzi, where the carbon went outside of the azara, that means that the actual meat of the carbon was taken outside from the azara, and then was brought back into the azara and put on the mizbeach, v'tamei, or if the carbon became tamei, v'hanoiser, or if the carbon became noiser. Here the definition of noiser is not the traditional definition of noiser. Usually the definition of noiser means that the part of the carbon that may be eaten was left over past the time that it may be eaten. Here it refers to the meat of a carbon oila that was left beyond the time that it should be put on the mizbeach, or v'shenisht chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkoymai, that the carbon was brought with a machshava of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkoymai, which we know disqualifies the carbon, makes a pigel, v'shekiblu psulim v'zarka istamim, that the kabbalah or the zrika were done by people who are disqualified to do the avodah, v'nitana l'malash nitn l'mata. As we learned many times, there was a chuta sikra, there was a line dividing the mizbeach, the upper half and the lower half of the mizbeach. Certain kabbonis, like a chatas behema, the halacha is that their dam should be put on the upper half of the mizbeach. Certain kabbonis, the halacha is that the kabbonis should be like an oilus behema. The halacha is the dam should be put on the lower half of the mizbeach, and if somebody reversed it, hanitonim lamata shenotn lamalo, or vanitonim bechutz shenosnim befnim, certain kabbonis, we know that the halacha is the dam is not put on the mizbeach achitzin, but the dam is supposed to be put on the mizbeach apnimi, the parhelm dover of the parkoy mashiach, that their dam is not put on the mizbeach achitzin, it's actually put on the Mizbach Haktoris, or v'nitanim b'chutz, most kabbonis, the dam is put on the mizbeach achitzin, shenotnim b'fnim, that was put on the mizbeach apnimi, v'nitanim b'chutz, shenotnim b'fnim, v'nitanim b'fnim, shenotnim b'chutz, v'pesach v'chata sheshochtim l'shloi l'shmon. We learned in the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim that a karmen pesach or karmen chatas that were brought shloi l'shmo apostle. And that halacha is strictly by carbon pesach and carbon chatas. As we learned in that Mishnah, all other kabbonis, if they were brought shloi l'shma, aksherim el shloi olu l'balim l'shem chayva, minayin, but how do we know by all of these kabbonis that if they were put on the mizbeach, they aren't taken off? Tamalayim is zoyz tarasa oila, riba achas l'kala oilam, the Torah is marba by all of these kabbonis, Shem olu lo yardum.